what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen.
Michael Harrison, who's here, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, with our weekly list, the top 10 hits, the stories, if you will, and the people that are being most discussed on the news talk radio stations around the country that are monitored by Talkers.com. So, Michael, it is a pleasure to listen to you go through all of these. We will listen with both of our ears.
With all of our ears.
All of our ears.
All over the place, absolutely. Yeah. At number 10, we have National Football League action and college football BCS action. At number 9, we have the 2.5 men slap. At number 8, we have Liberty University Obamacare case. We have the Powerball jackpot at number 7. At number 6, we have Black Friday tied with Cyber Monday numbers. Morsi's Egyptian power grab is at number 5. Still talking about the cleanup after Hurricane Sandy at number 4. Israel-Gaza tensions at number 3. Number 2, the Benghazi investigations tied with the Susan Rice meetings. And at number 1, the fiscal cliff battle. The people that we are talking about at number 10, Angus T. Jones tied with Charlie Sheen. Joe Biden's at 9. Mohamed Morsi at 8. Chris Christie at 7. Number 6, we have Benjamin Netanyahu and Mahmoud Abbas. Number 5 is John McCain. Susan Rice is 4. Grover Norquist is 3. John Boehner is 2. And Barack Obama is number 1. And that is the way it was.
All right, so let's talk about philosophy here and who listens to the news talk radio stations that we monitor. You do at Talkers.com every day. There are a lot of very important and interesting articles about what's going on in the world of talk radio, courtesy of the folks that work on your editorial staff. So, I was talking about Susan Rice earlier on, and I see she's at number 4 this week on the list of people. Some of the things that have been heard this week about Susan Rice may or may not turn off or turn on women listeners, women who are listening to the discussion of the issues. Would this be the case if a man was sort of presenting himself in the same way, is a question I heard asked by a pretty interesting talk host, and the comments were pretty interesting. I wonder what you think, Michael, as you listen around to some of these shows. Is talk radio, some of the news talk hosting that's being done, in danger of being accused of being sexist?
Well, I think that there is a degree of sexism in any public discussion. I think it's obvious that we have different attitudes, and sometimes these are very subtle. Sometimes people reveal themselves without even knowing that they're revealing themselves by the words they say. I must preface my remarks by saying that on News Talk Radio, which is the basis of this particular survey we're talking about and the kind of stations that we're on, it is predominantly conservative. Where it's political, it's usually conservative, and the audiences are, for the most part, conservative. That being said, they're not completely conservative, but oftentimes politicians, male or female, are judged harshly by their politics, and then it gets personal. Women, when it gets personal, whether it's Hillary or Susan Rice or Condoleezza Rice or Sarah Palin or any of the women in the public eye, tend to be judged on more than just their policies and their track records. People always talk about what they look like or their conduct. They're held to a different standard. They're not cut as much slack about their clothing, about the words they use, about the harshness of their rhetoric. They're accused of being shrill. They're accused of being dowdy. They're accused of being tired-looking, unkempt, pushy, aggressive, qualities that might not be noticed or even referred to in discussions about their male counterparts. So, yeah, I think there is a degree of subconscious, if at best, and conscious at worst, sexism in the public discussion. And I do think women are held to a different standard, and it's got to be pretty tough on the women.
All right. So, having said that, in terms of Susan Rice, especially because she seems to be going under the magnifying glass in terms of the public sector, let me give you another, and I'm not trying to put you on the hot seat, but you know about what goes on with management. Part of the, I think, blessing of Talkers.com is that folks who are format followers go there, and they can see some of the inside tracking of what's going on with their favorite host, who's got a job, who doesn't, who's here, who's there. So with the announcement this week that Laura Ingraham, who has been on conservative stations, right-of-center stations, doing pretty well. I think in the list of top hosts you have her in the talkers list, in the top 10, certainly. She gathers an audience. So she just leaves abruptly this past week and doesn't tell a station. She just goes away. And nobody can figure out whether it's the management and it's her or what. But it's the same syndicator that did Michael Savage and or had done it before. And he left there and has found himself a new place. But people were upset at the time about Savage. But I didn't hear the same kinds of things from managers as I have about Laura Ingraham. Again, back to men versus women. And, yeah, Michael, go get him and get him. And now with Laura, I've heard say, how dare she leave us and not tell us where she's going, or it just everything stops. And so I wonder if there isn't a different standard there as well. And maybe you can tell us a little background stuff on the movements that you, whatever you know about Laura Ingraham. If people are interested, they probably want to hear from you.
I haven't personally noticed the difference in terms of the reaction of the affiliates based on one or the other. So I don't doubt that you've heard that. I find that very interesting. And there are far more men in the talk radio business, both on the air and in management, than there are women. And that's going to be going on for a long time. It's something like 85% to 15% or something ridiculously unbalanced for whatever reasons. That's a whole other discussion. But I guess that when we're talking about public figures, everything I said before about political women would be the same for on-air women, considering that there is an overlap in terms of being a public figure and being a political voice for a woman than a man. And women like Laura Ingraham face accusations of being strident, of being shrill. As a matter of fact, at a recent convention a few years ago that Laura Ingraham won our Woman of the Year award, she said, women are accused on the air of being harpies. I remember that was a funny word. We haven't heard that in years. You know, she used it very, you know, with the way she talks, she's very pointed and forceful in her conversation. She says, they accused us of being harpies. And whatever that means, she's probably right. And she's probably heard it. So, yeah, I think to a certain degree, women face a tougher struggle in terms of decades and centuries of predisposition on the part of the public and the human race about the differences in the genders. And for women to suddenly have made what is historically a relatively recent transition from the home and the matronly role, the motherly role, the wife, to being out in the workplace on an equal par in the competitive jungle with men, it has been a slow, painful, fits and starts evolution. And that's really, you know, historically and anthropologically what we're going through.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's pretty interesting stuff. Think about that, folks, for a moment. We'll pause here. Michael Harrison from Talkers.com is here as we review some of the issues that are, in fact, the list of top 10 items this week, pretty chock-a-block full, the usual fiscal cliff battle. The usual political things that are on the front burner, that's what's at the top of the list. We'll get to some other items of interest as to the season on talk radio in just a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you are expecting, every day brings you closer to your baby's birthday. Babies aren't fully developed until at least 39 weeks in the womb. Important development of their brains, lungs, and eyes occurs in the last few weeks of pregnancy. If your pregnancy is healthy, wait for labor to begin on its own, because a love like yours is surely worth the wait. Learn more at marchofdimes.com/39weeks.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Michael Harrison from Talkers.com. So let's, for a moment, explore something that you have explored at Talkers.com, something that every year at this time, as we get into the holiday season, this program would air on a holiday no matter what. My other program that I do, the Good Day program, is always on live on holidays. We're on live on Thanksgiving. We'll be on live on Christmas and New Year's. And I think George Norrie and I are the only two guys that are actually on live on holidays. And so it brings us into focus of what people want to hear in terms of conversation. If you're a fan of the format, do you want to hear the same kind of thing that goes on from January to November? Or do we want to hear something different? Is there something different that is around even? Or, you know, do we stick to the quote-unquote format?
Well, I mean, when you say different, I mean the format at its best is constantly different because we're talking about the passing parade of human events. It's like sports. It's the same format, but you want to see a different game. You don't want to see the same game every time you watch baseball or football. So, and there's a similarity. Or you want to go to the movies. I mean, you go, you see a movie, you see a Western, you see a fantasy, you see a comedy, but it's different. So, we always want our shows to be different, with certain similarities that keep them generically the same. The holidays present a problem because the holidays just is this 1 or 2 month period where everything gets tied into the holiday, and particularly the commercial aspect of the holiday. So it permeates the culture, and that, of course, hits radio. But also there are a lot of fill-in hosts and reruns, and that becomes a problem. Sometimes the fill-in hosts are better than the people they fill in for,
right.
But oftentimes it's disappointing for the listeners.
Yeah. Well, listeners are used to whatever they're used to, whether it's good or bad, and nobody likes change, it would seem. So that's, you know, you bring people change and they go away. So the audience that wants stability that doesn't have it will, for whatever the reason, leave the station. The station will notice that there are people leaving and probably take note of that as well, right? Or maybe comment the hosts are better.
Right, and the key to talk radio is that it's driven by the host. People are tuning in to hear the host. If they're not tuning in to hear the host, they're just tuning in to hear conversation, and the station has a problem that it doesn't have a good host. So the assumption is that they want to hear the host. And if the host is not there, then, there's a good chance they're going to leave and certainly be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's the overview, some current topics of interest from Talkers.com. And, of course, the list of the top stories and people always for the week of November 26th to the 30th. And that's the way it shapes up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving through the countdown, number one, the fiscal cliff. Number two, the investigation, Susan Rice meeting with members of the Senate, et cetera, et cetera. Number three, what's going on, the tension in the Middle East continuing this week. Here are our hosts, Jane Foy and Rick Daniels, talking to CBS Middle East correspondent Robert Berger, who says the UN vote to recognize a Palestinian state doesn't mean much on the ground there where the two countries come together.
Explain establishing a Palestinian state through negotiation rather than a unilateral UN vote.
Well, you know, Israel is the one that's going to have to agree to this. I mean, Israel controls these territories that the Palestinians want for a state. There are security issues, there are border issues, other issues as well, Jerusalem. And, you know, by having a declaration at the UN, nothing really changes on the ground, and that's the Israeli position. The Israelis and the Americans say, look, you have to sit down and you have to work out all the difficult issues and reach a compromise instead of one side declaring, well, this is ours. And basically, that's seen by Israel and the U.S. as being counterproductive and really not changing anything on the ground, rather making things even worse.
So this is basically just all show. It really means nothing today.
Well, it is a diplomatic victory for the Palestinians to be able to do this. I mean, they do have wide support, and I would say it's a diplomatic defeat for Israel. And it will also give the Palestinians access to some international forums, such as the International Criminal Court. That's what Israel is really worried about, that the Palestinians could try to take Israel to the International Criminal Court and other international forums on charges of war crimes and other things, something that Israel would see as very negative.
800-510-8255. Okay, so number three, the Middle East. Number four, aftermath of the election and the future of the Republican Party. If you're a Republican, you may want to listen to this conversation from radio host Bill LeMay talking to Kelly Callender from Tea Party Patriots about a column Ann Coulter wrote blaming the Tea Party for Romney's loss.
I must get your feedback on Ann Coulter's column. She really took a shot at the Tea Party patriots and Tea Partiers in general. In fact, she said what we got was a weak, well, I guess Jenny Beth Martin of the Tea Party patriots said what we got was a weak, moderate candidate handpicked by the Beltway elites and country club establishment's wing of the Republican Party. The presidential loss is unequivocally on them. In other words, Mitt Romney wasn't very conservative, and she went off on the Tea Party. What are your thoughts on that? Were you surprised?
No, not surprised. I mean, Ann Coulter is somebody who I don't think can take any sort of failure or criticism very well. And we all know that she did come out swinging for Mitt Romney. And I think, you know, maybe her pride's a little bit hurt that the guy she touted as being the winner and certainly wasn't going to get fewer than, what, I think, 273 electoral votes, that he actually lost. And I think she's looking for somebody to blame, just like the other people in the establishment, which actually, if you looked at some of the articles they were putting out, some of the establishment punditry they were putting out before the election, they were already blaming the Tea Party, which was so funny considering the words Tea Party weren't even mentioned once during the whole entire convention.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting. And, of course, she makes the case that, I guess, Reagan was a liberal, too, I guess. Her column is really, really bizarre to me. But she even refers to Romney as being the most libertarian candidate the Republicans have run since Calvin Coolidge. Would you agree with that?
No.
No, neither would I.
Not at all. And the fact that she would go to such a level, that she would speak to such a level as to try to make Reagan seem like a liberal without any context to some of those decisions and things that she talked about is just sad. I mean, it's really sad. It's like, come on, Ann, admit you made a mistake. It's okay. We all make mistakes, even really smart, famous people, and it's okay. Nobody's going to hold you account. You know, we're not going to hold it against you if you made a mistake, but she's just so obviously committed to making sure that she's never wrong that she's willing to, you know, throw Reagan under the bus, too.
I think it's called, it's called arrogance. All right, there's number four. Number five, Egypt, coming up here on the countdown.
And now, the lens of liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
The real strength of America is our unity. The motto, E Pluribus Unum, is on all our currency and coins, and it means from the many, one. America is not just a place, it's an idea. The idea that ordinary people can govern themselves. Americans are a diverse people, but we are united because we believe in the principles of individual freedom, personal responsibility, and free enterprise. We should guard our freedoms jealously and examine all government proposals through the lens of liberty, always asking, will this make us more free or less free? When we don't, we saddle ourselves with so many taxes, laws, rules, and regulations that we lose something of utmost importance, our freedom.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry creams, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, now with the part of the program where we focus on other talk radio hosts. Happy to have along as our featured talk radio guest this week, Kyle Bailey, who's from News Radio 1240 KQEN in Roseburg, Oregon. Kyle wears a lot of hats at the radio station, but mostly because he's on the air in the morning report and the noon report. He's got his fingers on the pulse as a programming person at the radio station, so he'll make a great fodder for conversation. One of the things that Kyle, first of all, I'm happy to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
It's kind of fun to have perspective from various parts of the country, people that are doing programs that are local in nature. So we like to compare and contrast sort of what your top 10 local list might be like versus the time. We'll spend some time on some of the top 10 items according to the research at talkers.com. But there's always a push-pull. There's always, from your perspective, you got to figure out how to meter the interest in local things versus national things. So if I said to you, can you come up with a top five list, or maybe it doesn't even have to have a number attached to it, but the items that are most in terms of local or state issues that are on the minds of the people listening to you, where would that take us?
Well, you know, around southwest Oregon and really in the entire state, coming off the election, I think it's all about the economy. Oregon has a higher unemployment rate than a number of states. And in our area, Douglas County in southwest Oregon, we're at about 12% unemployment. We have the fifth or sixth highest rate in the state. We've had a lot of job losses since the past 5 years have changed some things for the world economy, but here as well. And we've seen people leave the area, companies leave the area. Some new things come in, people trying things that hadn't maybe been tried as hard before, but it's all about jobs around here.
So the economy and jobs. So that's not any different than it was before the election, or maybe even for what, the past year or so, or since Obama's been in? Or what's your state government like? How favorable would you say, or do your listeners think the state is toward encouraging business, small business, job expansion, growth, that kind of stuff?
Well, some of that depends on what side of the aisle you come down on. And in Oregon, we have a very diverse state. In landmass, I think we're the 10th biggest state in the U.S. There's a big disconnect sometimes, though, between urban and rural Oregon. Mm-hmm. The Portland metro area has, you know, a good chunk of the population. Then we have a bigger city like Eugene, the state capital, and Salem. Those three areas make up the bulk of the population for the entire state. And when you look at voting patterns coming off the November general election, the norm is the urban areas vote one way. The rural parts of Oregon tend to vote another. So what you hear from state legislators, from folks that are involved in local politics around the state, really varies depending on where you get them from. In Oregon, we have a state where no Republican has had a statewide office in nearly 20 years. It looked like one Republican who originally grew up here in our community had a good shot at it this time. He ended up falling short. And so it's a state dominated by Democrats, but in the rural areas, it's very much dominated by Republicans.
So what's the tone of your radio station? What is some of the component requisite programs? I know you carry my program, but what else is there just to give people an idea of what they're listening to beside the local approach that you take, I'm sure, when you're on the morning report and the noon report?
Well, and one of our ideas has been, and we've been a full-time news talk station for about 4 or 5 years now, has been to really emphasize local, because a lot of things you can get through a lot of service models, a lot of providers, but we focus first and foremost on doing a really good job locally. And for a community this size, it's a little bit unusual to have a two-hour morning news show and a couple of news anchors and additional news staff and live sports and stock market reports and a lot of local information. We've also got a great website where we post all that. We post podcasts of interviews. We do pictures from, you know, news scenes, things like that. And so with the 2 hours of morning news, the hour at noon, which is half news and then half a local interview, we have half our local news at 5 o'clock and the news briefs throughout the day. We really put the emphasis there. Then we follow that with some great national folks like Rush Limbaugh, who's on in the morning following the morning report. Early afternoons, Lars Larson, who has an Oregon program that's just turned around the state of Oregon. And then into the early evening, we go with folks like Dave Ramsey and Jim Bohannon, Coast to Coast. And then, of course, Doug Steffens starts the early morning around Douglas County.
All right. So we're having a conversation with Kyle Bailey from News Radio 1240 KQEN in Roseburg, Oregon, about the priorities there. And you have a mix. This is the way it's going in a very interesting sense. And I'm not saying this to... I'm saying it because it's reality, and you're probably realizing it as well. When you get away from the A-level players in conservative radio, i.e. you have Limbaugh, then, you know, you and you're now bringing people in that, and this has happened a lot even since the election, people who want to get away from the hard-nosed right or left in the political sphere. You have a pretty well-rounded, you know, with Ramsey and Jimbo, who's not political, and me. And I'm guessing that you try to take the middle of the road, although I don't know what the politics are. You statewide as Democrat, what is it there where you're in your region? What do you feel like when you're talking to people? Is it a Rush Limbaugh crowd, or would some of the people like to hear Ed Schultz as well?
Well, in Douglas County, it's a heavy Republican area, but in Oregon, especially in Southwest Oregon, you have kind of a mix of conservative Republican slash libertarian.
Yeah, okay.
And so
yeah.
You have a lot of people who may be more into fiscal conservatism, mm-hmm. maybe a little less in social conservatism.
Right. Yeah.
But overall, it's a very conservative area. In our news department, we look at news being news. The interviews we do on our Inside Douglas County show at 12:30 really vary. That could be anyone from a nonprofit head of a local organization, a state legislator, a feature on an upcoming event, clear up to the governor or one of our U.S. senators. So we really cover the gamut there on the coverage. But we try to blend having some of the what we think are good political hosts, but also having a lot of other programs that cover other topics like Dave Ramsey does as well.
Well, that's it. Variety is sort of carrying the day. All right, so you got the economy. You have things that are going on in the local political world. What are the things? What do people need to know? What do you think folks from outside would want to know about your area? And again, conversationally, what turns people on? What hot buttons there are?
Well, one of the things around here that's been interesting, Douglas County is really historically known as the timber capital of the nation. You know, we have the Umpqua National Forest nearby and a number of mills. That has shrunk in recent years, partly due to some national decisions regarding forest management, the spotted owl is an endangered species, and other things like that. So the number of acres of timber that's cut has gone down dramatically. We've seen a slowdown in wood products, and, of course, with the economy as well, there's less demand for those products, even if the forest policy was different. So while that industry is still very prominent around here, other things have begin to get more attention as well. Our area is also starting to be known on the world stage of wine. And the Umpqua Valley has a number of microclimates, unlike the northern part of the state, the Willamette Valley of Oregon, known for Pinot Noir. In this area, we can, depending on the region you're in, grow a lot of different types of grapes, produce a lot of different wines, and we have had some winemakers here. Really, it began in the early 60s, but has really taken off in the past probably 10 years, and we now also have a wine institute here as part of the community college. We have people starting to come from Napa. We have actually folks from some of the California wine industry beginning to buy land in the area as well, and look to increase the number of wineries here, so that's becoming very important. A lot of people find it pretty fascinating. I've gotten a chance to go behind the scenes a lot. I interview winemakers periodically. I visit some of the vineyards, talk to the head of the Wine Institute, and personally just trying to learn more about it. So people are pretty interested about that, and that's kind of put a nice little flair to the community.
Yeah. I'm really, this is very interesting. Whenever folks and people are listening may go to your website, which is News Radio 1240 KQEN, or AM, I guess it's AM 1240. Yeah, it is. I just have gone there myself. I always love, people say, you don't look like you sound. And I'm looking at a picture of you, and I would have thought you were Brian instead of Kyle, listening to your voice. And you can tell him I said that.
Well, that's good. That's actually good because he's several years younger. So
there you go. It's perfect then. Yeah, I mean, it's just interesting to look at how people are turned on by this. What focus does your news take online? And do you have newspapers and local coverage, or is it pretty much everybody in town needs to listen to you and see what you have on your website in order to know what's going on?
Well, when we started our website, which is 541radio.com, about 2.5 years ago, the idea was to go out of the box a bit. I mean, we'd had a very simplistic website before, and it became clear that that was no longer going to be a good operating model.
Right.
At the same time, we were seeing pullbacks in print media, and also because our local TV station is owned corporately, a pullback there a bit as well. And we decided to actually go the other way, in spite of the economy, push forward, add into our having a full-time web person and add to our news staff and work harder to cover Douglas County stories. No one can be anywhere at any time, but we work aggressively, and I think, you know, it goes along with what I hear you doing on your show in the morning, because while you may have a radio show on for a few hours a day, the passion of producing it and producing your product, I can tell from you, is a passion that's 24/7, just as your farming is.
Yeah, it's always, the switch is always on. Rich McFadden is with me. We'll be happy to tell you, my switch is always on, always observational. Telling stories is what we're all about, and it may not be, and I hope part of what works where you are is that I have an agrarian, you just mentioned my farm, an agrarian background, so I'm betting there's a lot of that in your corner of the state, and that's what helps people to identify with anybody who's on the air. And I guess I go to Lars as well. Lars and I have been friends for a long time, and because he does do something that is germane to the state, that makes it much more, I think, favorable for people like you who are running radio stations like this. Okay, what do we give to folks? They need service, they need information, they need to have some fun.
As well, when things happen, you know, people expect to hear things, find out things very quickly. And we, you know, one of the great things I like about radio versus print or television is that sometimes if something really hits the fan, all you need is your cell phone, and you can be live on the air with somebody. You can be at a crash scene. You can be at a shooting. You can be at the tail end of a big political speech somewhere and be live on the radio, cover it, and be doing it as it happens. We're real aggressive about that. We also believe, and one of the other media models that I don't think is working right now is the Monday through Friday 9 to 5 media, which we see in some some places around the country.
Yeah.
Our idea is if a big news story happens Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock,
you better be on
get
it.
A text. You know, I get a text from the state police or whatever. You know, it's sort of like being a doctor. It's like grab my stuff and hit the door and
go
running.
Yep, exactly. All right, we're having a conversation with Kyle Bailey, who is from News Radio 1240 KQEN in Roseburg, Oregon.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351. That's 1-800-361-2351.
Get big Black Friday savings at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Get clearance flooring from just 19 cents a square foot. Plus, take 20% off thick 10-millimeter laminates with attached pad. 50% off tools to install your new floors. And save even more with daily floor buster deals at every local store. Better yet, get special extended financing. Hurry, Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find a store near you.
Kyle Bailey from News Radio 1240 KQEN. Before we are done, I'm looking at the list of the top 10 from talkers.com this week, which is what the countdown is built around. And the number one item is the fiscal cliff. I wonder if that is really on the minds of the people. He talked a lot about local economics and jobs and stuff. Are people more interested in that or the Powerball jackpot number?
Well, you know, around our building, we determined when everybody showed up for work today, nobody'd won. So we just kind of, although I said I probably would have come into work even if I had won, because I actually like my job that much. But aside from the interest in Powerball, I think the fiscal cliff really does resonate with a lot of people, because whether you're from the right or from the left, there's a concern that you can't borrow the amount of money that the federal government is being borrowed, is borrowing right now, and have that work in the long term. And whether we talk to Democrats in Congress, whether we talk to Republicans in state government or vice versa, everybody is concerned about that going down the road. Now, what the exact ramifications are of this fiscal cliff, if we jump off of it or don't, you know, those are up for debate. But I think the overall fiscal condition of the nation is a big concern here, because our economy has been slow for a long time. People are concerned about it getting worse in this area. And when you see the potential for defaults, things like that on the federal level, people start getting real nervous.
All right. Well, we don't want people to be nervous. We got to calm them down. And so I'll end the conversation about what makes people nervous. As fine as it, this is really very interesting, again, and I appreciate your perspective, because it is good for people around the country to know what others are thinking. It helps to keep us together all as one, if you will. Kyle Bailey from News Radio 1240 KQE.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Time now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for us to overview some of the issues with the people this week that are on the charts. The talkers charts for the week of November 26th to 30th include mentions of people that have been News Talk Radio focal points. Susan Rice is one of those people. Grover Norquist. Here with me now is the chief of the Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, Michael Levine, who also is responsible for editing the LBN Alert. Go online to lbnealert.com. If you're interested in the news of the day, no matter whether it's entertainment news, sports news, regular news, it's all summarized extraordinarily well there, and you always kind of get it first if you're signed on, logged on, like hundreds of other thousands, tens of hundreds of thousands of people around the world get their news every day, or a portion of it, from lbnealert.com. All right, and I'm sure that when people go to the lbnealert.com, they're going to see this weekend the focus on Lindsay Lohan. I'm beginning to think that there is something radically wrong, not just a little wrong, with her. I think she sees herself as Elizabeth Taylor, or somebody that's out of that mantle that's almost untouchable, Michael. You think that's true?
She sees herself as Elizabeth Taylor. She sees herself as Elizabeth Taylor with mental illness. I mean, she is almost approaching a new category of self-destruction in Hollywood.
Why do people put up with her? She's not that good an actress. She's a B-level at best. What are all these directors and producers? Why would they even bother? Why does she get any work at all?
Well, first of all, I do think her career is in grave jeopardy. I don't think many people are interested in hiring her. But to the extent that there are people interested in hiring her, we have to acknowledge that she does attract a massive amount of attention, and that attention is generally transferable into viewers you know, eyeballs. So she comes with tremendous disadvantages and some advantages. Namely, she's a very controversial figure, and that gets a lot of attention for a project.
Yeah. Well, does it go too far sometimes, I guess, is the question to people to say, you know, this
I think she is, if there is a fiscal cliff, I think she's got off, gone mm-hmm. off the mental cliff.
Yeah. All right. So might we say the same about Demi Moore? Now she's cougaring with a fellow that's younger than Ashton Kutcher, who is her husband. You wonder, again, looking at that, how stable. People make up their mind, and you know this as a PR professional, they'll look at you and maybe not even hear you, but they'll say, okay, this person fits into that category. Like if you looked at me, I'm sort of tweety. and, you know, there are those people that fit into certain categories or components, and people judge you, unfortunately, by the way you look, right?
Well, of course, they judge a book by its cover, and they judge a book in a whole host of ways. Now, I know and like Demi Moore very much, and I don't think Demi Moore has even begun to marginally approach the level of self-destruction or dysfunction that Lindsay Lohan has.
I wonder if there are those people in politics. This week, Susan Rice has been very visible. Not too many people knew about her until the Benghazi attack, and then she became the public face of it and the disgrace that it was, and now she wants to be Secretary of State to replace Mrs. Clinton, and I can't imagine these guys, as clearly clueless as they are, would want to even think about putting her name up as a candidate, even though she seems to think that she is. But if you look at her face and you listen to her demeanor, you gotta wonder what this woman is eating for breakfast.
Well, look, I think by any objective standard, Susan Rice was a horrible, horrible ambassador for the country. If truth is your standard, she was a horrible ambassador for this country. That said, I still think the president may likely choose her. And if, in fact, he does choose her, I think there's some reason to believe that she might be successful. So, you know, also...
successful becoming the Secretary of State, not necessarily successful at it. Condoleezza Rice was successful at being, at becoming Secretary of State. She was a horrible Secretary of State.
Well, she was certainly not a distinguished, she was not a great Secretary of State. But, you know, the truth is that she, by any objective standard, failed miserably.
Mm-hmm.
The, test of being a truthful and good ambassador for the United States. Now, she can claim that she was reading from talking points. I don't know how she wants to try to spin this, but I don't think it really is a valid excuse. Her performance was extremely poor by any objective standard.
And somebody like you would have a hard time trying to clean that up, it would seem.
Well, what I would tell her right to her face is that you simply got to acknowledge that you did a very, very poor job.
She doesn't look like she has eaten humble pie very often. All right, so we got a look into the mind of Michael Levine, the PR expert at LCO Online in Los Angeles, as to Lindsay Lohan and her prospects and Susan Rice and her prospects. And it's interesting because they're both important personalities being discussed this week at the Talkers.com website and on the charts for the weekend of November 30th. Here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Levine, our thanks to you.
Thank you, my friend.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.